I can't say I love you. I don't know what that means. I'm a pimp.
Easy, buddy.
All right, any shout-outs, buddy?
Shout-out.
Pull up the page.
Rob Park. Fuck a pump.
Shout-out to Gary. He's now my friend. Shout-out to Alexandre Glass. He's the guy I was telling you about with the picks.
Oh, that's right, buddy.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Carlix. He's been commenting. Shout out to Denny. He's now my friend. Shout out this cat, Anthony Sanchez.
What up? Tell that dude what's up, man.
Shout out to Lucas Santiago on Twitter. Been retweeting. He retweeted a turkey talk.
Oh, shit, that turkey talk, boy.
Turkey talk. Shout out to this other cat, DJ Problems Official on Twitter. He's got the golden mic.
Shout out to that main man, Mr. Rock Pod on Twitter.
What?
Holding it down on the Twitter network.
And the one and only website, rollingofftrackpodcast.com.
Yes, sir.
You ready for this, DJ?
Yeah.
We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Yo, internet people out there, internet listeners, Rock Pod listeners, Rock Pod Army, what's up out there? How's it going? It's myself, Mr. B, from the ROTPOD with my main man, DJ P. How's it going, DJ P?
Yeah, Mr. B, what up?
You ready to Rock Pod this up?
Dude, I gotta tell you right now, that intro, bro.
Yeah.
I had the biggest cheeser on my face. I was like, yes, that was the best intro we've ever done, dude.
Yes, sir. Cheese it up. Cheese face.
Yeah.
Get that cheese face, Rock Pod listeners.
Hashtag cheese face.
Hashtag cheese face. Yes, sir. Cool. Yes, sir. Yes, listeners. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for streaming. Appreciate it. Appreciate all the support, especially from the listeners. And as always, we're going to be giving some shout outs before the intro song. Is that right, DJ P?
Yes, sir.
So, if you guys comment, you guys message us, you'll be sure to shout you guys out. And if we miss you guys, don't worry about it. We'll get you. Don't worry, man.
Shout out to all the new Twitter followers. You know, we haven't shouted you out. I'm very thankful for all the new followers. So thank you very much.
Yep. New followers, new friends. Let's keep growing, DJ. Let's keep growing. Let's keep doing this.
And yes, sir.
As always, Mr. B, you can find me Twitter, Facebook, Google+. Just search for ROTPOD. And you can always use the old school email, rollingofftrackpodcast@gmail.com, or just find all the information and what we're up to at rollingofftrackpodcast.com.
Yes, sir.
And DJP, where can they find you, buddy?
Oh, man, they can find me on, first and foremost, rollingofftrackpodcast.com. And all the social media networks and Google+. And what else are we doing?
Instagram it.
Facebook it.
Tweet it.
Hashtag it.
Hashtag it. New hashtag this week. Like you said, DJ Cheeseface.
Cheeseface.
Cool. Yes, sir. Don't forget your music pages, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. You guys can find me on housemixes.com and mixcloud.com, as well as SoundCloud. And you can find some good music on, shit, man, I don't even know, Drew Blink.
Number 5-8, buddy, 5-8. Let's get the show on the road. Let's get the show on the tracks. Then maybe we'll hit a few curves and we'll be rolling off track, buddy.
Let's do this.
I guess I can say, well, I want to say one more thing that, as we said last time, we'll be interacting more and try to just interact more with our friends and followers and see if we could just get some more people and just get to know get to know some of y'all out there.
Come first of the month, in April, I'll be a lot more active, guys. So.
Yep.
I can't wait to be back up on the social networks, just kind of taking it easy right now, right, Mr. B?
Easy. What was that
Snow
song?
Snow Ride.
Yeah, that one. Well, who sings that song?
Oh, man, I don't even know off the top of my head.
Yeah, just, you know, that's that special song that just stays in your head.
Yes, sir. That's a good one.
Yes, sir. I don't know who it is or how it sounds. I just know what I said right now. That's how it is. I'm rolling off track. Sometimes you forget. Sometimes you remember. Sometimes you just don't know.
It's Fog Hat.
Fog Hat. Oh, yeah. That's
Fog
right.
Fog Hat.
Fog Horn, Leg Horn. Who's that, buddy?
That's that. I say there, boy.
Yes, sir.
I keep it real, right, Mr. B?
Keep it real. Ready, JJ? Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, buddy. I played some more Tearaway. I got kind of, I've been playing out all weekend, all day. Time for something new. So I think I'm going to get a Battlefield 4 next. Get that on. But yeah, I played some Tearaway. And I've still been wanting to play Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare, but I haven't yet. And we had family over this weekend, so I was watching my son and his cousins play that. So I still want to play that. Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare. Play online. Third person view. Tower defense. Kill some zombies. Kill some plants. Kill them weeds, buddy.
Kill the weeds, buddy.
The bad weeds, DJ.
Yes, sir. The bad weeds. You gotta sort through the bad weeds, man, and get to the good ones.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, yeah, I just playing that, and I'm gonna get on some Battlefield 4 and start kill.
Yeah.
It's always killing, DJ.
Always killing it, brother.
Always killing it. And when I watched Breaking Bad, I finished Breaking Bad.
Uh-oh.
And when I finished it, I text DJ and said, it's a crazy ending.
So, now that we could talk about it, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Damn it. Why did he go out like that, man? Why did he go out like that? And he just died, and the cops are just hovering over him like flies, you know? And then you don't know where Jesse went. And Jesse, we have work to do.
Jesse. Well, you know what after happened after Jesse took off?
What's that?
He got with some guy and they started racing and he went to jail and he's getting back at him by racing across country with some exotic cars.
Really?
No, I'm just trying to.
Oh, like it. I was like, oh,
I'm just saying the Breaking Bad kind of continues into Need for Speed. Remember?
That would be crazy, right?
Aaron Paul.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, that would be crazy, man.
I was all psyched. I was like, no way, dude. Is that really what happened?
No, man. But
I was tricked.
Walter White. He's gone. Went out with the... What kind of gun was that it came out of the back of the trunk? Do you know what kind of gun that was?
Dude, I have that picture of that manual in my head. I cannot figure it out. I can't think of it right now, buddy.
It's a big old gun. He uses a car garage door opener, huh?
Yeah, well, he uses the, what is it, the car alarm and something else, and it just kind of cranks.
Yeah.
Something that kind of moved.
Then he activates it with the car alarm button.
And the gun goes off
and
dudes.
Shoots everybody. That was pretty cool how he got everybody, huh?
It's crazy.
That guy's smart, man. That guy's smart.
That was a good plan, man, because he knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Right.
Already knew he got shot when he kind of got hit.
Yeah.
Oh. One hit, and I already knew he got shot.
Then he reaches in, and he's like, oh, shit. Dead.
Yeah.
Crazy, so, man.
Yeah. After watching it, I don't know how else. I didn't even think about it, but it was just a crazy ending, and I don't know how else it would have gone down. But so far, Breaking Bad is pretty good, man.
It was only a matter of time before Walt took the plunge, man. You know, he was talking about it for so long, and shit, he finally took the plunge, right?
Yep.
That was pretty intense, man. I was on the edge of my chair with anticipation, bro, watching those last four episodes. It was like, oh my god. Oh my god.
Mr. White and his whiteies, tidy whiteies.
Who would have thought, man, at the end of Breaking Bad, that was how it was going to go down, you know?
Yeah.
I would have never thought in my wildest dreams, man, watching those shows a couple of years ago that it was going to end that way. And here I am. What? How long ago has it been since it ended?
Yeah, it was last year, huh? End of the year.
So I didn't watch the rest of that or anything. So I waited until just recently, man, to finish it up.
Yep, I did too.
So it was well worth it, man. But at the same time, it was like that bittersweet, you know, bittersweet sorrow type deal. It was like, man, damn, it's over. But at the same time, it was like, man, what the hell now do I do with myself?
You can open the door and walk outside and see the sunshine, buddy.
Nah, dude, I've been watching Trailer Park Boys.
Trailer Park Boys, all like last time, huh?
Yeah, shit's comedy, man. I Bubbles is my man, dude.
Bubbles, I don't know who you are, Bubbles, but you sound cool.
Is dude, Bubbles if you cool? Dude, if you see Bubbles, man, you should pull a picture of Trailer Boys, and he's the one with the glasses, man. You'd be like, oh, shit. Pretty intense show, man.
Oh, yeah, his glasses, huh?
Yeah.
That's why he's called Bubbles. That's right.
Dude, it keeps a smile on my face, I'll tell you that much. Definitely keeps a smile on my face.
All right, hold on, I'm posting something. Another TV show I was watching, Walking Dead. Did you watch Walking Dead, buddy?
Dude, I haven't. I used to be really into that show, dude. And it just kind of took this, like, weird turn for me, man. So I stopped watching it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, it's getting good again. Just the anticipation of just trying to find out where everybody's going and how it's going to end up.
I'm not going to lie. I did see one episode, the end of an episode, in which I thought was pretty interesting.
What did you see? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was actually when that Asian kid and that girl...
Uh-huh.
I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden, like, a bunch of zombies, like, attacked him. And they were about to, like, I don't know. Oh, Glenn. That's what his name is, Glenn.
Yeah, Glenn.
Glenn was about to die or something happened to him, dude. And these people jumped out of this big old deuce and a half. And he's like, you got something for us or something like that. I don't know what the hell he tells him, but he tells him some shit right before they die, dude. And, like, I don't know what the hell happens, but they're about to battle them. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
And I think that's about all I saw. That's all I can remember, at least. I mean, him. They were fighting some zombies, some shit happened, and some people showed up, and they weren't part of the regular crew, so I'm guessing they were new people that were looking for other people's shit, you know?
Yeah. So take your property.
Oh, shit. Damn,
but one thing I gotta say about this past Sunday's episode, too much crying. I don't like that. I don't like that crying stuff.
That sissy stuff.
Sissy stuff. It's okay for the ladies to cry, but the men that cry in this one, these past few episodes, not just this past Sunday's episode, but these past few episodes, a lot of men crying. It's not good, man.
Uh-oh.
Just feel like putting my hand through the TV and hit him.
Hey, man, snap out of it, all right?
Snap out of your man. Fix it. Know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Pretty good, pretty good. Yes, sir. So what about you, DJ? Anything, would you say memorial? Is that how you would say it? Anything? Is that the word? Is that right? Is that the right word?
Memorable?
Memorable, I say. Yeah.
memorable, boy, I say. I say they're memorable. let's see. Anything memorable this week? Man, dude, I was a lot of business stuff, man. I guess I can start talking about it. Doing a lot of business stuff, man, trying to get stuff straight for this up and coming news. Been taxing away. I got a mix.
You got a mix and, to put out?
Yeah, what I'm gonna do is, you know, once I get everything running, pristine and everything's dialed in and stuff like that. I'm gonna do a 24-hour day of DJ Problems mixes, and I'm gonna release a mix every hour for that day.
Oh yeah!
So basically, I'm gonna get 24 new mixes together. You know, I'm not ready to talk about it. You know, probably just talk about it right now. But you know, here in the future, I'm gonna be able to have. You know, I've been saving mixes, putting them aside. So I'm gonna title it the 24-hour. no sleep, you know, mixed down probably, you know, and it'll be one of 24 mixes, and every hour I'll drop a mix, so that way, you know.
Yeah.
Get 24 hours of problems, so.
It's pretty good.
So, yeah, man, look for that. That's, you know, something I've been thinking about lately. You know, as far as new music, a lot of the new dubstep artists, or not new, but, you know, a lot of the dubstep artists are coming out with new stuff, collaborations and new EPs and albums are getting released. So I'm going to get on top of that with some news to release about that and have some new links and stuff to talk about for everybody to go check out that's into the dubstep thing and, you know, the trap music and the dub thing and you know, house music as well. So hopefully have a lot of new music to share as well. I've been purchasing a lot of new music on iTunes and just old stuff too, you know, classics as well.
Yeah.
So I've been investing my time in just, you know, trying to update my library and just get new and old stuff and just classic things. Because, man, I'm about classic music, man. I'm an 80s baby, brother. I'm still stuck back in the day of that good shit, you know?
Yeah.
Not all of it's good. You know, there are some bad days, good days, but you know, I like all kinds of music. So definitely trying to get some new stuff and old stuff like classics of, I got some, 311, dude. You like some 311, Mr. B?
311? Yes, sir. That's an alternative.
Yes, sir. You know, doing some of the 311, looking for new artists as well like that. You know, small independent, albums. I bought a new album, I guess not new to the public, but Silverstein is a band. They came out in 2003, I think. So I got that back on board. I lost that CD, so I got a couple songs that I liked from them. And as far as games, man, I'm doing that Angry Birds still, brother. I'm at 1 million points now on the light side, so I'm about to hit up the dark side pretty soon.
Yo, man, you really did get your 99 cents worth, huh?
I did, brother. I did, man. I really enjoy this game, dude. I like just chilling playing it whenever I, you know, I have a free second. I can jump on there and it's like, it even welcomes me back, dude. It's pretty nice. It's like, welcome back, DJ Problems. I'm like, hell yeah. What's up, man? I'm glad to be back. Play some more Angry Birds, you know?
Hey, when you start up, does the sound come on?
Yes, sir, it does.
Pretty good. Man, Star Wars is the bomb, buddy. Why is Star Wars the bomb?
It's the biznaie, bro.
Biznaz, buddy. 80s music. You talking about Van Halen?
Oh, that's good too, man.
Talking about Vanilla Ice?
Dude, what about some Korn? That's early 90s.
Oh, yeah, Korn.
Dude, I'm a fan of Korn, dude. I'm a sucker for Korn, so good music. You know what I mean? I'm definitely purchasing albums, you know?
Yeah.
With that, dude.
Pretty good, bro.
So much stuff, dude.
So much stuff in the world today. Yeah, we'll get started off with, new games real quick that are coming out this coming week. Infamous Second Son, PS4 only. How about that, buddy? Giving some PS4 news.
Dude, I'm still stuck on the 3, man. I'm jealous. I want a 4, bro.
If you get a PS4, check out Infamous Second Son. It's getting pretty good reviews. Little B, he likes playing, we have the first 3. Yeah, the 3. We have 3 Infamous. I don't know the name of them, but there's 3 Infamous games. I think those 3. 3 or 2. But we do have them, and he likes playing it. I like watching him. It's pretty good. So, yeah. Good reviews for that one. Check it out, Infamous Second Son, if you have PS4.
Yeah.
Here's a PC game, Cloud Built. This is a free-running game for the PC. And one that's coming out for PS3, Xbox 360, and PC, Ninja Gaiden Z. Do you say Gaiden or Gaiden? Because when I talk to people, some of them say Gaiden, Ninja Gaiden.
Looks like Gaiden to me.
Yeah, I've always said Gaiden ever since I was small.
Looks like, you know, something like Raiden, you know?
Yeah.
That's the only way I can compare it.
Yeah, that's right. Huh? Raiden is spelled the same way, but Raiden. You pronounce it that way, Raiden.
Right.
Raiden, Gaiden, Z. And another one, you know the name. Xbox One, Xbox 360, PS4, PS3. You guys, everybody should know this guy. Metal Gear Solid 5, Ground Zeroes. I think this one, you ride a horse. Is that exciting?
You ride a horse through the whole game?
You ride a horse on some missions, right across.
That's crazy. It's
crazy, buddy. Another PS3 and Vita Final Fantasy X2 HD Remaster.
Damn, dude. The Final Fantasy games have been out for a cool minute.
Yo. And I know there's a lot of people out there that like to play it, because I usually talk with them about it. And I've never played them. I've always watched. And the visuals, just the way it looks, it's pretty good. Have you ever seen them?
Yeah, I definitely have, man. I've seen it being played. It's a trip, right?
Yeah. It's like watching a movie or something.
Yeah.
Yup, yup. And what's opening this week? Divergent, Muppets Most Wanted, 50 to 1. Have you, do you know anybody that's read the book Divergent?
Excuse me, man. No, I haven't.
Divergent.
I've never heard that.
It's kind of like a teens book, but a lot of adults, they read that. And I've been wanting to read it before the movie comes out, but it's too late because it's coming out this weekend.
It's too late.
It's too late.
It's coming out this weekend. Oh, I missed it, man.
Let's say that to all the books. Yeah, I didn't read it because the movie came out already.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to read that book, but, man, the movie came out, so yeah. I didn't see that. I caught that instead.
Yeah. And just a few that's still playing. Lego Movie, pretty good, man. Pretty good movie. Monuments Men, Vampire Academy, Ride Along, Lone Survivor, Nut Job, RoboCop. It's pretty good. And I think one of them that's coming out later, I think next week, is Noah's Ark.
Noah's Ark, huh?
Yeah. Do you know about Noah?
I know about, oh man, dude, what was that movie with the dude from The Office and the black dude, he's God, you know what I mean? And he tells him to build an ark, Evan.
Oh,
Bruce Almighty,
okay.
Bruce
Almighty.
Evan Almighty. Evan Almighty. And all of a sudden he tells him to build that ark and everybody thinks he's nuts. So he just starts growing it, like he just can't help it, but he's just growing this beard, dude, and all these animals and shit start following him, dude, and everybody thinks he's nuts. And then the town floods and he builds an ark and everybody's saved, right?
I haven't watched that one. I've only seen Bruce Almighty.
Yeah, is it? I think it's Evan Almighty. I'm not
Evan
too sure.
Evan Almighty, yeah. So Evan Almighty is with Steve Carell, huh?
Oh, that's right. That's what his name is. Steve Carell, man.
Steve Carell. And then Bruce Almighty was with Jim Carrey. Good movies.
Yep. Evan Almighty came out in 2007, man.
That's a good minute, huh, DJ?
It's a good minute, man. I was supposed to graduate then. I can laugh about it now because I did graduate, but not in 2007. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, whoops.
Whoops.
I had money on my mind, I guess. I was about working at the age of 2007.
Yup, money on my mind. Mine on my money. New releases for Redbox, Catching Fire, Counselor, Best Man Holiday, Enemies Closer, Hungover Games, In Fear, and Dallas Buyers Club. Oh, I think Hungover Games is a parody. I think I'm going to watch that. Do you like parody movies?
I don't know.
Some of them are good and some of them are bad. But I don't mind renting them just to check them out, see if they're good or bad or not. So
you give Home Ec a shot.
We give that one a shot, yes sir. And most popular Redbox, Freebirds, About Time, Baggage Claim, Old Boy, Thor, Ender's Game, Riddick, and Hours. Redbox it. Have you been Redboxing it?
I'm sorry, buddy. I was yawning. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Actually, I haven't Redboxed it, brother.
Redbox it.
Redbox. Redbox.
And this weekend, Mr. Peabody and Sherman is number one.
Wow.
I think Lil B and Mrs. B, they went to go watch that without me.
They did?
Yep.
Oh, no.
I was crying. I slapped my face, slapped my own face and told me to straighten up.
Straighten up, Mr. B. No crying.
No crying. There's no crying in Rock Pod.
There's no crying in this dojo.
Nope. No crying in the Rock Pod Studios, buddy. There's no yawning, too.
No, oh, dude, I'm sorry, man.
So I'm gonna.
I feel like I got a cold, dude.
I'm gonna put my hand through this mic and out of your golden mic and slap you in the face.
Oh, bro. Hiya.
Hiya.
There you go, right? Hey, hey, hey. Wake up, bro. Get up. Wake up. No damn yawning, dude. Oh, man.
That's weird. That's weird how you were talking while you were being hit.
Right?
That's crazy. Throwing off track for you, listeners. Like I said, Mr. Peabody and that one little dude, number one. Number two was 300 Rise of an Empire. Number three, Need for Speed. That's 1, 2, 3 in the box office, buddy.
Get it.
Need for Speed made $17.8 million. Rise of an Empire made $19.1 million. And this Sherman and little dude made $21.2 million. Know what I mean?
You know what's weird, dude? I just figured out what messes up my mic.
What is it?
My cell phone.
Oh, that little...
The sound.
Buzzing? That's right, man. Remember we were trying to figure that out?
Ah, dude, I just... How many months have we been podcasting? Oh, man. I bet you that's going back as far as Bruce Studios, too, man. Because you know what? My cell phone was sitting there right next to me the whole time. And I'm like, yo, what the hell's going on?
Yo, what's up? Sounds like you're getting a tattoo, buddy. Habro wants you to add a word to Scrabble's dictionary. They're just saying head over to their Facebook page and just submit words that you would want Scrabble to put, that you would want Scrabble to use on their games. And I guess some of them used a photo bomb, amaze balls.
Buddy, how's we've been that? Saying that for a while.
That's right, buddy.
We've been saying that for a good minute, brother. Amazeballs.
So if
someone's jumping on the Amazeballs train right now, man, you done already missed it. It left the station a long time ago.
We've been saying it for a while, huh?
Yeah, man. I mean, even just joking around and us talking, dude, it was just like we were just saying that. You know, it was actually you who started it. You know what I mean? You were saying, oh, that's Amazeballs, bro. And it was like, hell yeah, that's Amazeballs, bro.
I think when we did that hashtag trifecta with Steve.
Yeah, was that it?
I think that's when, before that. And I think that's when I said that I'm going to start saying this and make it
official.
Make it a, well, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Amazeball.
But they got to spell it with the Z, man. You can't spell it with the damn S.
Yeah, I think they're trying to be formal.
How are you formal about amazeballs? It's not even a word. That don't make no sense. I mean, I don't know.
If you're going to say it, you might as well say it right. Say it right with a Z.
Hell yeah.
Say it right the wrong way.
Dude.
Does that make Ebonics. Sense?
Ebonics.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. I'm just... Hey, man. I don't know what's right anymore. You can't believe everything you hear on the internet, remember?
That's right. DJ Problems official.
Yeah.
Fitbit. Do you know Fitbit?
What's that?
Remember that little thing, that wristwatch? It's not a watch, but like a little wristband you wear around your wrist, and it's mostly due for fitness. So wait. Fitbit has received nearly 10,000 reports of skin irritation. That's one thing to say about that, right, DJ? So if you have a Fitbit, all you can do is report it. They're still trying to figure out what to do.
It's probably because they're making it in the Philippines. Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. Well, Google's not kidding with this. Google Fiber expansion. That's right, buddy. 34 cities, they say. And right now, Portland, San Jose, Salt Lake City, Provo, Phoenix, Austin, San Antonio, Kansas City, Nashville, Atlanta, Raleigh, Durham, and Charlotte. Google Fiber. Get it. What's that, DJ?
It's the sound of the dark side, brother. That's tearing my ass apart, bro. I think I got a cold, Mr. B.
They're tearing it up with the force.
I think I got a horrible cold.
I got a fever, and the only cure is more rock pod. Who says that?
Mr. B. Yeah.
Talking about force. The force is splitting your A into two. EU wants to force Apple and Android to use the same chargers, which is pretty awesome. And it could be the micro USB too. Because you know how the USB and the micro USB, they'll be able to do a 3.0, which is fast, fast, fast.
Thunderbolt's pretty quick, too.
Yeah, but to be on the... But that's right.
But
there's a lot more devices out there that use the USB, though.
Yeah, that is true, brother.
Being selfish, yeah. But I can't disagree that the Thunderbolt is fast, but it's just more and more devices already have the USB.
True that, brother.
True that, blood.
True that, blood. He will join us or die, master.
Man, Darth Vader's cool, man. Did I ever tell you that I have it for a wallpaper on my phone?
A wallpipe? Dude, no way.
I got a wallpipe?
Man, you sent me that badass Darth Vader wallpaper, man, but it was in my old phone, brother.
Oh, okay.
So I lost it.
I'm going to have to Instagram it.
Yeah, Instagram it.
Yes, sir. Xbox Gamer becomes the first to cross 1 million gamer score. That's amazeballs, buddy. With a Z. So, this guy, Raymond Cox, a.k.a. Stallion83, took him 8 years and 3 months to cross 1 million points. And do you know what the one thing that he got? One of the things that he got for doing that?
What's that?
Lifetime Xbox Gold member. That's pretty good, huh?
This is many, many hours, many nights. I can't explain how much I've put into this. That's crazy, bro.
Just think, if you put many, many hours, many, many days into your Star Wars iPhone app, you might get something. You might get a reward, DJ.
I don't think so, brother. It's too small of an app. What do you think?
No, after you finish, just Instagram it.
Instagram it.
And then make sure you hashtag it amazeballs.
Hell yeah, you know it, Mr. B.
And then, do you know how to make it official? Hashtag DJ Problems.
Yeah,
official.
DJ Problems that bitch.
I see an ad that says wake up and smell the bacon scent alarm. Remember that from Oscar Mayer?
Oh, damn, yeah. Yeah,
like we say, get your tech updates and Rolling Off Track news from Rolling Off Track Podcasts.
And hear DJ Problems ramble about some nonsense for a little bit, right?
That's right, buddy. But this one guy that doesn't let a lady ramble around, Nicolas Cage, he offered to pay a lady's Whoa. Plane ticket just because she didn't catch her plane. She wanted to meet Nicolas Cage at the South by Southwest. So she stayed. She met him. She told him why she was there. And he wanted to be a nice guy. So Nicolas Cage rock-potted this lady.
Dude, that's awesome.
That's pretty good, huh?
That's awesome, dude.
Sting, what if the lady said something like that? And he goes, it's not my problem.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. What would you do, Mr. B? Somebody wanted to meet you and they missed your plane for you.
I'd say, I'm not a millionaire yet, but sorry.
Tough shit, sorry. Tune in next week, folks.
Tune in next week. I'll just give a shout out to that person that...
Go, hey, I can shout you out.
Shout you out.
I'll give you a shout out.
Shout out next episode. Yeah. Just give me your social media ID. Yes, sir. And here in Albuquerque, there's a Village Inn that was hit with a red sticker. What does a red sticker mean, DJ?
Dude, it means bad health code.
Which one?
Yeah.
I'll tell you which one, DJ.
Oh, shit. Please don't tell me it's by my house, man.
Village Inn at 840 Wantabo Northeast.
No! Dude! No! Fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, my
God. Is that your Village Inn?
Fuck, dude. We've gone there, man. Damn! Oh, shit, Mr. B.
That's why you're sick, buddy.
Oh, dude. You know what? I wouldn't doubt it, man. We've been saying that for years. Fuck.
Symptoms are hair loss. What else?
Holy shit, Mr. B. Oh, my God. Oh, dude, that was, that ruined my thoughts of Village Inn at all. What's this?
Just a real quick Yeah, you know how that they're doing the I-25 Paseo construction? They're just letting people know that during the night they'll be closing the roads down all four ways and just so they could do construction.
Go around, find another way home, pizza boy.
Pizza boy. Damn street racers.
Yeah. Roads closed, pizza boy. Find another way home. Goddamn street racers. Yeah, no.
That's right, buddy.
It's tough, man. It's tough being a street racer, but someone's got to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And shout out to all the street racers, man. I'm a street racer at heart, so if I find a good quarter mile, no doubt I'm going to put the pedal to the metal.
Yeah. It's like there's no care in the world.
Hell no. I'll run red lights and never mind.
Just for those 10 seconds, it feels like there's no care in the world. And we'll end on this. This awesome news, DJ.
Whoa.
It's the opposite of Village Inn red sticker. Second, I repeat, second, two, number two, right after one, before three, second baby possibly cured of HIV.
Wow.
They say possibly. I can say this baby is cured just because no sign of HIV within 2 years after the baby was born. The baby was born with HIV, so they injected her with this, antivirus?
Of so these three.
When she was born, they injected her with it. And it's been, it's been 2 years that, and there's no sign of HIV in this baby.
Crazy, man.
So I guess if there's more years that she's not with it, then I guess they can say that second baby has been cured of HIV. But now they're just saying second baby possibly just because 2 years has gone and no sign of it, which is pretty awesome, right?
That's awesome, brother.
Is it hashtag amazeballs?
That is hashtag amazeballs, my man.
That's right, buddy. So, yep, doctors are doing pretty good. Antiretroviral treatment. Bada bing, bada boom.
Bam.
Slam.
Pow.
Wow.
Zoom.
Boom.
Damn.
Man.
Oh, that's right, man. Rolling Off Track Podcast is how it goes.
Yes, sir. Yes,
that was almost better than hashtagging, man. That was like...
It's good, shit. Good stuff, buddy. Good stuff.
Yes, sir.
DJP.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Mr. B.
Scramble or fried eggs, but not from Village Inn, somewhere else.
Oh, fuck. Home cook.
Home cook, scramble or fried eggs.
Sunny side up, buddy.
Sunny side up.
Hell yeah.
DJP.
Mr. B.
ROTPOD.
Yeah, yeah.
Any last words?
Thank you to all the listeners and much love to all the new Twitter followers and supporters and to all those listeners out there, man. Keep on listening. Rock pod, rock pod, rock pod.